Doctors in the province want to see the plan to restore the healthcare system to pre-pandemic levels. The health minister, John Hagee, was hoping to see hospitals at 85% capacity within this week, but the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association does not see any evidence that such a target can be achieved. We're going to hear from the minister, but first, opposition MHA Tony Wakeham speaks with VOCM's Brian Medore.
As an opposition, I guess, in the House of Assembly, we've been asking the government since May 22nd to bring forward a plan about how we return to normal and how we get our healthcare system back up and running. And it's frustrating, to say the least, that we're still here now talking about the same thing. And it was only last week that we had talked about it as well. And as I said then, and I'll say it again, you know, this isn't about the NLMA or the Minister of Health, with all due respect to him. It's about the people of Newfoundland and Labrador who have been waiting now a significant period of time, who had appointments scheduled, had surgery scheduled, and now are getting caught up in what appears to be this to and fro between the LMA and the provincial government. And to be honest, I think it's time for the Minister of Health to pick up the phone, call the president of the LMA, sit down face-to-face, social distancing, of course, and work this out.
The minister said in the legislature not so long ago, I was there, you were there, that he expected or had directed the healthcare system to be at about, I think, 85% capacity by July 6th. Is that your interpretation of his remarks? And if so, where are we?
Yeah, he alluded to that again and again, depending upon what you'll hear the minister talk about is bed occupancies, and I'm not sure that that is a reflective of where we are in terms of capacity to do the testing that needs to get done or the surgeries that need to be done. But again, you know, the point is yesterday we heard from the NLTA about the government's plan to return the school system back in September, when they returned to school. And the NLTA were not informed and weren't involved in the plan. And now we have the NLMA, which is obviously a significant player in the health system, talking about the fact that they have no idea what the plan is. So I think those are very concerning. And at this point in time, I think it's the minister needs to reach out to the LMA, sit down, and let's get this ironed out for the benefit of the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Doctors are saying that it's time to put the pandemic preparations to the side and that the current situation probably is riskier to the general public than the COVID situation. Would you agree with them?
I would agree with that because I think, you know, in healthcare we manage risk. We will never eliminate it. But at the present time, you have to really look at what's in front of you and what you know and what, you know, it's fine to say we need to hold back bed capacity in case of a second wave. But at the same time, if you have a significant number of individuals, all of whom would have been given a date to either have a surgery done or some other procedure done, and who now find themselves in limbo because nobody is telling them when or if they're going to be done. And so that's a major concern. I mean, that communication piece needs to happen.